This is With Intrepid Heart Sermons, sermons preached by Reverend Adam Moline at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. You can find our website at goodshepherdlincoln.org, and the texts for our sermons each week follow the historic one-year lectionary. Let's listen in to today's sermon. In the name of Jesus, amen. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, Jesus says, and I will raise him up on the last day. These words define our Lutheran faith, don't they? In fact, they're what we confess in the Apostles' Creed, especially in its meaning in the third article of the Creed, as found in Luther's small catechism. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, and sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the entire church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives me all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and to all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. They echo the words that we heard from Christ. No one comes to Jesus unless the Father draws him. How is it that God the Father draws people to faith in Jesus Christ? The answer is by the means of grace. The means of grace are the things that God the Holy Spirit uses to call, gather, enlighten, and sanctify. These three means of grace are key, central to our Christian faith. The first means of grace, of course, is God's holy word, preached and taught in its truth and purity. Wherever God's word is taught in its truth and purity, God is present at work, calling and gathering and sanctifying. It is God's word that does this work. And it's done not by human philosophy or reason. It's done not by our personal opinions. It's done by God. By his word. That means God's word needs to be preached and taught. Nothing more, nothing less. Our personal feelings and opinions must be absent from what God's word actually says. And should someone be saying something contrary to God's word, we as Christians close our ears, for we seek to hear only God's pure, holy word. Where is it that we might find this word? Well, the word is preached and taught during sermons, just like now. In Bible studies, just like we'll have in a few minutes. God's word is sung in the liturgies that we follow in our worship service. It's even in the hymns that we sing. God's word is present therein. It also is present and rightly used when the called ministers of Christ bind and loose sins according to God's command. This takes place through confession and absolution, where God's word is preached in its truth and purity about your sin. And when you confess, God's word of forgiveness comes to your ears, that your soul may find peace before God. God's word is also in the other means of grace. Though now also attached to physical objects, the second means of grace that calls, gathers, and enlightens you, that draws you to Jesus, is baptism, where God's word is combined with water to become a cleansing flood and a lavish washing away of all your sins. By plain water combined with God's word, baptism bestows grace and mercy. It adopts individuals into Christ's holy church. They become heirs of all that belongs to Jesus. They are clothed with Christ's righteousness so that when God looks at the person, God no longer sees their sin, but instead he sees the forgiveness of Christ. In the waters of holy baptism, Christians receive citizenship into God's kingdom, and they are thereby bound to live according to that citizenship while here on earth, looking forward to the world that is to come. Yes, through baptism, God the Holy Spirit is at work, drawing people to Jesus. Thirdly, the last means of grace is God's Holy Supper, the sacrament of the altar, in which Christ's own body and blood are in with and under the bread and the wine, given for us Christians to eat and drink. They are really present for us. The bread is the body, the wine is the blood. The entire Christ is physically present, bringing forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation to all who eat, to all who participate in God's gift. And it is, in fact, this means of grace that Jesus alludes to in our lesson as well, connecting his own body with the bread in the Lord's Supper. This is not the words of institution, and so we don't go here first, but we cannot avoid what our Lord Jesus says. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. In these means, God's word, God's baptism, God's supper, God draws people to faith in Jesus. In these things, he delivers forgiveness of sins. In these things, he makes you holy because he declares it to be so. In these things, he gives you faith in Jesus, the crucified and risen one. Did you see what our text says? Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. This means that as Jesus says, the Christ will raise you up on the last day so that you may live forever before God in everlasting innocence, righteousness, and blessedness, just as he has been raised from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. God works this in you through the means of grace. How can bread and wine do these amazing things? How can plain water do these amazing things? How can a word reaching your ear do these things? Because Jesus is more than just a regular guy. He's not merely the son of Mary and Joseph, as was supposed in our text. He is the Son of God, whom God the Father sent down here to teach us his word, to die for our sins, and to rise from the dead for our justification. When Jesus speaks a word, however it comes, he is at work in that word, because he is God, present here with us now. In the name of Jesus, amen. That concludes today's sermon from Pastor Adam Moline. For more information about the Lutheran faith, check out our church website, goodshepherdlincoln.org. The title of this podcast, With Intrepid Heart, comes from the conclusion to the Book of Concord, where it is written, "This is our faith, doctrine, and confession, in which we also are willing, by God's grace, to appear with intrepid hearts before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of it." God's blessings on your day.